So from the ways of the Jews is that they would belie and deny some of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning deny the application of some of the rulings. They would accept some of the rulings and they would apply them and abide by them, and others that were not in accordance to their desires and their whims, they would deny them or they would belie them and not apply them. Not apply them. So this is something that's very dangerous. And the people of innovation from this ummah, they're tried in the same manner. And there's not a person of desires and whims except that he will reject and deny aspects of the revelation and the law and legislation. And this is a must. And this is a must. And in this manner, they have a resemblance to the people of al-Jahiliyyah. To the people of al-Jahiliyyah. It's been mentioned by Shaykh Ibn Baz, رحمه الله تعالى. He says, وأما كثير من الناس فهو مع الحق إذا وافق الهوى وضده إذا خالف الهوى. As for many of the people, then they are with the truth whenever it is in accordance to their desires, and they are against it whenever it is in opposition to their desires. Whenever it is in opposition to their desires. This is something to ponder and reflect over. وأما كثير من الناس. As for many of the people, فهو مع الحق. He's with the truth. He's with the haqq. He's with the sunnah. He's with the sunnah. He's with the people of the sunnah. إِذَا وَفَقَ الْهَوَى. When that's in accordance to his desires. The hawa meaning the things that he likes. The hawa, the desires, meaning the things that he likes. The things that's in his best interest. The things that he's inclined towards. The things that he thinks are good and nice. And he likes to do. وَضِدُّهُ إِذَا خَالَفَ الْهَوَى. And he's against the truth whenever it's contrary to his desires, contrary to his desires. Meaning that whenever the truth in the legislation prescribes something that he doesn't like or doesn't prefer, or he doesn't think it's the best thing for him, or he doesn't want to do it, then he is against the truth. Then he's against the truth. فَهُوَ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ مَنْ تَبَعَ إِلَّا هَوَى. So this person here in reality, he's not following anything except for his desires. He's not following anything except for his desires. So if he only follows the truth whenever he likes it, then he's in reality not even following the truth. He's just following his desires. So we must follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam absolutely. Absolutely. And one, he will either follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the guidance that was revealed to him, or he will follow his desires. Allah, he mentioned in his book, فَإِلَّمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And if they do not respond to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَعْلَمْ, then you must know, أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, that they're only following their desires. So a person, he will follow the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, absolutely, or he'll follow his desires. So whenever a person, he opposes the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whatever reason it may be, he's following his desires. So this is very dangerous, to follow what one likes from the legislation and to leave off what one doesn't like. And this happens in a number of different ways. It happens to the layman, it happens to the deviant, it happens to the innovators, in so many different ways. A person, he loves Islam and he loves to pray, but as for the beard, I don't know about that part. Or as for example, keeping the pants above the ankles, he will leave that part. But all of this is from the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same one who ordered for the salah and clarified that has also ordered to have a beard and to leave that, and also has prohibited that the lower garment go below the ankle, for example. So a person, he must accept the guidance wholeheartedly and in entirety, and not pick and choose what he likes to follow. And in this manner, the guidance will be perfected and the Islam will be complete, and a person, he will truly show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah will aid him and help him and make him firm. Allah, he mentioned in his book, إِن تُطِعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. And if you obey him, meaning the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be guided. So the more you obey him in every major and minor affair, from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more you will be guided, the more clear you will be able to see, the more firm you will be by the grace and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must be cautious from accepting some of the guidance and rejecting other aspects of the guidance. Likewise, it happens in these days many times. If you read narrations to some people, maybe on the khutbah or maybe in the different lectures and classes, if you speak about the affairs of their heart. You will find them very attentive and listening and benefiting, and even maybe they're going to be happy with the one speaking. But if you start talking about the narrations, clarifying the obligation of being patient in times of fitin and how to deal with the rulers that are corrupt and evil, you mention these same narrations from the same authentic books, from the books of Bukhari and the books of Muslim, you find their faces balding up, you find them becoming agitated, and they don't want to stay no longer, they don't want to listen, they start thinking bad about the speaker now, they don't like him anymore. And he's simply narrating the same narrations from the same prophet, from the same books that he was narrating before. It didn't change anything. This chapter was over here in the chapter of Iman, or the chapter of heart softeners, and this chapter was over here in the chapter of leadership and fitting and trials in the end days. So it's all from the same prophet and the same message. It's all from the same book and it's all from the same path. So we don't pick and choose what we like to follow. Rather, we find the evidences that are authentic and we believe in them. We strive to understand them in the proper light, the understanding of the best generations, and implement that in our life. Some of it maybe we understand very clearly. Other aspects maybe are not so clear for us. Then we must seek knowledge and learn and ask the people who know. Or maybe some things are something that's beneficial and we understand it and we like it. And other aspects maybe it's difficult for us. Maybe we're not raised upon that way. Maybe it's different from the culture or the custom that we grew up upon in our particular land or society. But we have to believe that that's the guidance of the Messenger of Allah, and that's the best guidance. So therefore, we have to learn how to fight our souls and to leave those customs or any other way that's contrary to His way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hold fast to His way, hoping for the reward of Allah. In this manner, guidance comes. Barakallahu fikum. So from the ways of al-jahiliyyah is that some of them, they'll believe in aspects of the revelation, deny other aspects. And this is from a dangerous way.